You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am pre-recording the show because guess what? As you listen to this, I am on the Law of Attraction cruise. And so I'm having a great time. I know I am. And I'm probably getting a little tan. So this is a pre-recorded show, but it is going to be great. I hope that you have made the decision today that today is just the best day of your life. Well, I'm excited that you have joined me from all over the world. And as I say every Sunday, if you're listening to this show, I know that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the downloads, the revelation, the insight, the enlightenment that you've been searching for, that you've been seeking, that you possibly have might have been praying about. So I want you to be open because today we're going to be talking about the 7 master keys for success with deliberate creation. Wow. Well, I hope that you're having a great day. And as I said, I am on the cruise, but I know that you're still excited about listening to the show. So we're going to get right into it. I just have a couple of announcements. I wanted to celebrate my 7 years. Yes, it is March, and I have been the host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show for 7 years. That means that's 364 podcasts. Over 300 guests. I've read at least 300 books. I've received thousands of letters, and now I currently have millions of listeners. And I just wanted to thank all of you for bringing so much love, just enriching my life, for being my global family, for changing, for healing me, and for developing friendships with people from all over the globe. And I just wanted to share that with you and just say thank you so much. And I'm just so grateful to God, and I'm honored and privileged every week when I record my show. Also, if you're interested in coaching, most of you guys know that I only do transformational coaching. What does that mean? That means from the inside out. We go inside to change your beliefs, and then we go outside to really create really permanent change by utilizing strategic plans and actions. And of course, you can go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and just look under coaching. How about that? Well, we're going to go to these quick commercial breaks, and then I'm going to be right back with my very special guest, Peter Adams, and we're going to be talking about the 7 master keys to success with deliberate creation. So stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind the Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back and I am excited to have my very dear friend with me again, Peter Adams. And I wrote down some things about Peter. He doesn't know that I'm going to say this, so he might hit me or something, but he lives in Florida and I'm in Atlanta, so he can't do that. And you know, the reason that I wanted Pete back on again is because he is living what he's teaching. He knows what it's like to struggle and to move from that to success. He was not an overnight sensation. He had to go through the manifestation and the success process, so he understands that. I like him because I feel that he's successful in all areas, not just money and wealth. Sometimes he'll call and tell me about a big deal and I'm like, wow, I'm so excited. But then he'll call me and talk about how he's been married for 30 plus years and he has a happy marriage and how they exercise and they're healthy. You know, I've seen their lifestyle and I've seen some pictures of some beautiful things, which I'm not at liberty to share. I watch him spiritually every day. He's about really seeking God and he's all about serving and giving. And you guys know a lot of people are out to try to get what they can from you. And I said, well, why not have him back? He understands the process. He's living it. And he's just itching to share more information with you. And so, Pete Adams, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thanks so much, Constance. I'm kind of like, I almost had to pick myself off the floor of that introduction. You know, it's kind of over the top, but thank you so much. I'm really thrilled to be on your show again. And congratulations on 7 years of doing this wonderful program.
Wow, 7 years. And I've only missed one show in 7 years, Pete. I had laryngitis and just could not talk and had to repeat a show. It's only by the grace of God, I'm telling you.
Oh, it's an amazing show, and I, you know, even when I'm not on the show, I listen to it. So that's how good it is. Just kidding, Constance.
Well, Pete, you didn't know I was going to say all those things about you, but I felt led of the Spirit to do so because it's nothing but the truth, and that's why you can understand and have compassion for, and just have a clear understanding of what many people are feeling globally, and so can I.
Oh, without a doubt, Constance, the biggest thing is that, you know, we're talking about the seven master keys for success with deliberate creation today, and I lived it. I mean, I've been in, if people are facing challenges right now, I'll tell you, I've been in your shoes, and it's not a fun place to be, but the good news is that you can begin to change it right away, and you can, you know, you can turn it on its head. And if you're in a place right now that isn't so good, well, you know what? The best is yet to come, like Constance says.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about my show and I realized that when I started the show 7 years ago, Pete, I was really in a really devastating place. I was really devastated in relationships, financially. The market had just shifted and changed in real estate. You know what that's like. And I had fallen and broken my ankle. So really, from a place of devastation, this show has brought healing, abundance. It has brought enlightenment. I mean, man, I have friends all over the globe. And so we just want to give everybody encouragement today and just share these universal principles that will work for anyone who will work them. Right, Pete?
Absolutely, Constance. And that's something I really want to stress to your audience, is the fact that, you know, the stuff we're going to talk about today and the success I've had using these these master keys, they work for everyone. It's not, they don't just work for Pete Adams or Constance Arnold.
Right.
They will work for you if you will do your part and practice these principles.
Right. And remember, you're co-creating with a loving, supporting, giving spirit in the universe. And so I don't teach anything I'm not living. I've been there. You guys have heard my story, been there, done that, got many t-shirts. So I just want you to open your spirit and just ask the spirit, okay, what do I need to do differently? How do I need to shift and change? And just believe for a download that's going to shift and change your life. So, Pete, let's get started with that first master key. What is that?
Okay, the first master key is I put down the word decide. Mm. And because the biggest thing is everyone who wants to have something better in their lives, you've got to decide what it is that you truly want. You've got to get crystal clear, because it's your life. I mean, it couldn't be any more important. And if your goals are vague, you're going to get vague results. And so it's super important to know exactly what you want, and that, you make the decision. And a huge part of that is, a lot of people will make a goal, but it's not a real goal. It's a goal that it's not something they've really thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of the huge keys to being successful with manifesting and using deliberate creation is to get crystal clear what you want, number one. And number two, you've got to figure out the why you want that goal, because there's a feeling behind that. And the why is, you've heard me say this before, the why is just as important as the what, because you need to know why you really want that goal, and you need to be able to generate passion for it, because, it's going to take work, and you don't want to have goals that are weak. You want goals that are very important to you, and they're your personal goals. That's, where you begin with. So you get crystal clear what you want, and know why you want it. And another thing, a lot of people, we're really talking about goal setting. And a lot of people will shy away from goal setting because, basically they've, a lot of people have set goals in the past and not achieved them.
Right.
And that's fine. The past is the past. Probably what happened before when you set your goals is you weren't crystal clear. You didn't really know why you wanted it. And you didn't really understand, the master key pieces to basically this puzzle called life, and we're here to help you with that today.
And so, Pete, give me an example of what you mean of a goal of a decision, because everything in life begins with a decision. For listeners, you might decide, I refuse to be lonely anymore. I am choosing connected relationships, or I am deciding that I'm going to live an abundant life financially. So show us, give us an example of what making a decision about a particular goal and putting the why behind it. What would that look like?
Okay. I'd love to use Constance. One of the best things that I share from my past was back around probably around 16 years ago now. I had been downsized in the corporate world, and I was, I went from making pretty good money to making about a third of it. So it was pretty substantial.
Was that scary to you?
It was scary. It was absolutely terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, it was like every time I went to the mailbox, stuffed with bills and late notices, and if you don't pay us today, we're gonna shut off your electricity. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, how did I go from having pretty good success in corporate to then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm up to my neck in debt? And it was just like, it was scary. I mean, you get so you can't sleep at night,
mm-hmm.
and you create your own little downward spiral where it's your focus. And this is, I've been there, because it's like I'm rather than focusing on success, I was focusing on how bad it was, and it's only getting worse. And and what was happening, I realized now, now that I'm so much more, I understand how the universe works so much better.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like I was putting my attention on what was wrong and I was getting more of it. And it was just like, it's almost like praying for what you, worrying is like praying for what you don't want to have happen in your life, right? Because it's going to show up, you know, it's a law. So it's like, whether you focus on the good, or you focus on the bad, you're going to get whatever you're focusing on back in your seat in your life.
Okay. So you made a decision. I'm going to do something different to bring more money into my life. And then you wrote down the why of that. Is that what you did?
Exactly. One of the goals I wrote about in my book Visual Festation was I have no consumer debt. And that was, I wrote that as a goal. I wrote it every single day. And I wrote it on an index card and I carried it in my pocket. Mm. And I made an affirmation that I would say that throughout the day that I have no consumer debt. And then I would see myself, and this is, you know, we're getting jumping a little bit ahead to some of the actions, but I would visualize going to my mailbox at the end of the driveway and opening it up, and there was nothing in there but just junk mail. There was no bills. It was just like stuff that I would just throw in the trash barrel before I even went in the house. And it was like a miracle constant. All of a sudden, all this wonderful things happened for me, and I didn't have any debt. It was like poof. It was unbelievable. It was so it was just like. But when I set that goal, it was a stretch. You know, it had everything I could to make it believable, and it was like kind of on the edge of almost like, well, that's almost too good to be true. But it really wasn't, because I was able to effectively visualize it and have the affirmation that I have no consumer debt. And then, you know, over a period, it didn't happen overnight, but within a few months, it all happened like one time, and you know, I was out of debt. It was, my life was amazing. Then I was actually going to the end of the driveway, and I'm opening up the mailbox, and you know what? There was nothing in there except junk mail. And I had this big aha moment. And I'm like, yeah, wow,
it's happening.
It worked. Yeah, exactly.
But you had to make a decision. So I'm saying to listeners, you got to make a decision about what you want and then write down your why of it.
Exactly. And, you know, and when you start drilling down into the why, what for listeners, what you're going to find out is when you keep asking why, you know, well, why? Well, keep asking the why, and eventually you're going to get to the answer, and it's going to be a feeling that makes you feel loved. It's like, you know, when you don't have any debt, and it's like you just feel so much better, because it's all these things you don't need to worry about anymore. So it's really like, it's, you know, you're doing it for you,
so
no matter
true.
What it is.
So true. So that's the first master key to success with deliberate creation. What's number two, Pete?
The next one on our list, Constance, is action.
Oh, I know you love that word. Go ahead.
I know. I'm like Action Jackson over here. Mm-hmm. But it's the biggest thing that I see people not doing. It's some people might set some goals, but they're not serious about them, because if they were serious about them, they would take action. And there's nothing I hate worse than people saying, well, you know, I'll do that when I'm ready. And they'll tell me about how excited they are about this new, maybe it's a new business that they're creating, mm-hmm. or something they want to do, but then they don't do anything about it. I mean, you run into them like a month later. Hey, how's that new business going? Oh, well, they just give you some excuse why they didn't do it. So it drives me nuts. I see it all the time. And what you'll notice with people who are like that, they'll like that, and it crosses over all lines of their life. It's like they don't take action for their success. They don't take action for anything.
So do you believe that people would do better if they take small baby step action? Or do you think that people feel like taking an action step once they decide is too overwhelming? What are you thinking on that?
Oh, my best advice to anyone is just get started.
Yes.
It's wherever you are, it doesn't matter. As long as you get started, that's the most important thing. Like that proverb, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Well, it couldn't be any more true, because you've got to take that first step. And once you make that first step, take the next step and just keep going. And just keep going till you get to, you know, you're achieving your goal. And another thing is, there's something powerful about taking action. And I believe what it is you're putting out to the universe that, hey, you know what? I'm serious about this. Mm-hmm. And I want your assistance. So it's, what's wonderful is things just start happening, you know, seems like miraculously. And I've seen this in my own life a number of times where all these, you know, you'll set this goal that's big. And a lot of people immediately will start going into the house, and you got to stay out of the house. You don't need to know how it's going to happen. You just need to believe it's going to happen and keep taking the actions and doing your part every day. It's amazing. One time, actually, it was over this past summer. I was walking, Rob and I were hiking in the mountains of North Carolina, and we got to this trail intersection. We were kind of semi-lost, to tell you the truth. And what was amazing was this person showed up like 3 seconds later and said, by the way, are you lost? And, you know, I just said, well, yeah, we're looking for the parking lot. He goes, oh, it's over here. And we were going the wrong direction. And that happens in my life in all the time. It's just like the right people show up at the very right the time you need them. And it was just like that day on the trail. So if you take action, you get started, you know, and commit to meeting the universe halfway, the people like the guy on the trail are going to show up in your life at the right time, and they're going to basically provide you with a shortcut to success.
You know, you mentioned create miracles, because anytime, see, God is waiting for you. You're co-creating with the spirit and the God of the universe. And so when you do decide and when you do take action, the miraculous does happen.
That is so true, Constance. The biggest thing I think most people miss is the fact that you're creating your life by default, whether you believe it or you don't.
Yeah.
It's working automatically. So you just think about, you know, if you know how to if you take the master keys from deliberate creation and you use them in your life, you're going to be the person running the machine, essentially. It's amazing, because you know you're here to have the life of your dreams. And if you're in a place right now where that's just not true for you at this moment, well, it's up to you to take the action and get started.
I love that. Oh, this is exciting. We're talking about, if you're just joining us, I'm with a Pete Adams, and we're talking about the 7 master keys for success with deliberate creation. And I'm going to take key number 3, which is focus. Now, this is my baby right here, Pete. So, I you know, focus. Once you decide what you want and you're beginning to take action, you know, it's a process. Manifestation is a process. So, I have a question for you. Once you set your intention, what are you looking at? Are you looking at your current circumstances? Or are you looking at, oh my goodness, I don't feel like anything is happening? Or are you looking at your dreams and your intention? So what you have to do is really look beyond what you can see with your 5 senses. Sometimes we don't see anything, feel anything, but your focus is only on your intention. So the law of attraction says that you focus your attention, your feelings, and your beliefs only on what you desire. And so when you're looking at what hasn't happened in the past, you are really magnifying the past or that problem, because whatever you put your attention on and whatever you focus on, it becomes larger. It increases and you release it. And also, what are you inclining your ears to hear? That determines your focus. Are you looking at what they're doing on TV politically? You know, are you looking at maybe, you know, what the economy looks like? Where is your attention? Because remember, whatever you're listening to, whatever you're looking at will be magnified in your life. And so I want you to keep your attention only on what you desire. Because when you're more focused, you feel like more in control. It keeps you clear. And, you know, the whole quantum world says that every day you wake up with all probabilities, but it's only what you put your attention on that over time that particular intention collapses and it begins to bring itself into your experience. So a great example of focus would be, I had a client who wanted to lose weight. So she decided what she wanted. She decided how much weight she wanted to lose, and she began to take action. So these are some things that I had her to do to help her to stay focused. She wrote down her ideal size. She read articles on people who had lost 50 or 100 pounds. Can you see how that would keep you focused on weight release? She called the gym to find out what the prices were. She checked out some beginners walking groups in her area. She read recipes that she really loved where she could decrease the calories by using different ingredients. She also saw a dress online that she would wear at the next big social event that she was going to. So that's a great example of her keeping her focus only on what she desires. And the universal law is that whatever you put your attention and your focus on will eventually and inevitably express itself, outpicture itself in your own experiences.
Wow, that was great, Constance. That example had the first three actions all as part of the master keys. She decided.
Yeah.
She took action, and she focused on what she was going to achieve, and look what happened for her. Yep.
Right, and so she broke that down into small baby steps. It could be anything, and so that helped her to keep her focus. Okay, if somebody else lost 50 pounds, then I can do it. And so, you know, if she's looking through the recipe book and, I could cook this. Okay, I could reduce, you know, 500 calories with this recipe. And so that's creating a Pete on the inside of her, a picture and an image. And subliminally and subconsciously, I believe that it's really given her action.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm not a biophysicist, but I certainly believe that, you know, her body is just burning off those calories because she's focusing on getting into that dress size for that next social occasion. Mm-hmm. And without a doubt, I bet she's going to get in that dress probably 2 weeks early because she's going to be ahead of schedule because she's so deliberate in taking the right actions and her focus on what it is she's going to achieve. And she's unstoppable.
Yeah, you know, and in the metaphysical world, what she's doing is she's shifting her consciousness from one of overweight to her ideal weight because we live in states of consciousness. And you all know that consciousness is all you think, what you believe, what you love and desire to be true. So as she's taking all of these steps to stay focused, it's shifting and changing her consciousness. It's what she's turning from the subjective things, which is inside, you know, to out. She's turning to subjective, sub meaning like submarine inside, and shifting and changing that. And so her objective would change on the outside. And so she's really shifting her consciousness. So does everybody see how you decide, you take action, and then you focus in only on what you desire? And like P said, the how is up to the universe or God.
Wow,
that's good.
It's good. That's real good. That's real good.
I'm going to keep doing these myself. So the next master key, we're talking about the seven master keys for success and deliberate creation, is faith. And I really want to talk about that. I'm going to have Pete help me. Faith is so important. So what is faith? I would say it's confidence. It's looking beyond your five senses to what your intention or your dream is. And I love what the Bible says. It says faith is now. Faith is not waiting. And faith says, I have it now. Because I believe that all things are already created, but what faith does is it reaches into that unseen realm and it brings it in to the physical realm. And the Bible says something interesting, that if you have the faith of a mustard seed, Pete, I think people sometimes think they need big faith, but a mustard seed is so small. It's about the size of a pinhead. If you ever saw a needle or a small pin, that's how small it is. And so you take that that small faith, you take that small confidence, and you begin to believe that this is happening for me now. I don't know how, but things are shifting for me now. My life is changing now. More money is coming to me now. So you begin to have the confidence, the expectation, and the faith that things are going to change for you. So a great example of that would be, Pete, I had another client, and she had gotten a call about a big interview for a big promotion. And so she was like, I just can't believe it. I don't know if I have enough faith for it. And it was 30 days out. So she was believing for a high promotion on her job. So what I used was what I call faith extenders. They help to expand our faith, expand our capacity to stay in faith and receive. So what I had her to do was to go and buy a suit for the interview that was going to be coming up in 30 days. I had her to practice writing out her new title. I forgot what her title was. Let's just say it was VP of marketing. She would write her name, and then she would practice writing out under her name, her new title. What is she doing? She's staying focused, and that is keeping her in faith. See, that's small faith. She took the new route to work. I think she was commuting like an hour, and she took the new route to work, which took her 25 minutes. So she, on the weekend, she would drive that route, and she would see herself, you know, driving that particular route to her new job. And it was going to be a big increase for her. So she planned how much additional money she could save with the big new salary that she's going to have. Let's just say she could save maybe $20,000 more. And then, Pete, because she was making more money, we're talking about how you can have faith extenders to help extend your faith. She planned a vacation. That means she wanted to go to Europe. She went online. She looked at some trips in Europe. She contacted a travel agency, began talking about it. What is she doing? She was staying in faith while the process of manifestation was happening in her life. And then she visualized herself screaming, ah, when she received she probably did it out of the net, her acceptance letter via email. And so faith is just the confidence that I have it now. Some people say it's on its way. I'm excited about it. I'm expecting it. And you can start with small faith.
Wow, what an amazing example, Constance, of acting as if. She really did everything perfectly. You know, she got into the feeling that it was true, and basically she stepped into her new life, and without a doubt it showed up. I mean, that's just happened to me a number of times, and I love hearing these stories about other people's success, so that in sharing with other listeners that, you know, if you do these things, you're going to get the same results. Well, you're going to get new results, and they're going to be better results. So trust that these keys work. They work for everyone.
And so, Pete, what we're doing is trying to break it down, because faith sometimes can seem so big. But what I just shared was faith extended. So for listeners, you could do the same thing around money or finding love or whatever it is, just small baby faith steps. But you have to decide what you want. Everything in life begins with a decision. You got to take action. I think action is nothing more than faith. Wouldn't you say, Pete?
I would call it faith in motion.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way of describing it. And and to go back to faith, I think one of the things that's really powerful is once you start practicing these keys, especially with faith, you get to the point where you just know it. You just know it to be true. You don't even think about it anymore. It's just done. And once you get to that level of faith, it just happens fast, so much faster. It's because there's no resistance. It's already done. It's like the cake is made. It's in the oven. I know it's going to be tasty.
Yeah, and you know, and then when you have one thing manifest in your life, it gives you faith for the next thing, because you can say, okay, if that happened in my life, then this can happen in my life, and it just increases momentum.
Absolutely, Constance. That's one of the things that, you know, I like to share with all the listeners is, I've been doing these, you know, I've been practicing this stuff for about 16 years, and after success, it makes me to the point where I just feel unstoppable. Mm-hmm. with these keys for success, because they've worked over and over and over again, and they continue to work. And I just love being able to share these principles with everyone, because, you know, you deserve to have the life of your dreams, and you can.
Because they work, because it's a universal law.
Oh, for everyone.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. It's like the law of gravity. It will work for anyone. It's like the law of cause and effect. It's like the law of sowing and reaping. And so no matter what country you might be in listening to this, if you're in Africa, if you're in a third world country, or if you're in the U.S., no matter where you are, if you work these principles, they will work for you.
Exactly. And I love your analogy about with gravity, because it's like everyone in the world, it's like, yeah, if you pick up a rock and you drop it from your hand, it's going to hit the earth. It's the same way with the law of attraction and working with deliberate creation. It's exactly the same way. It works for everyone all the time.
So true. So we're on key number 5. We're talking about the 7 master keys for success with a deliberate creation. What's number 5, Pete?
Oh, you're going to love this one, Constance. Okay. Consistency.
Oh, boy, I love that one.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm kind of a ritual monster, but it's the biggest thing is you've got to stay focused, and what you need to do is you need to practice these principles, these master keys, I believe you need to practice them every single day of your life. You know, because it's like, here's the thing, it's just like, If you're serious about having the life of your dreams, well, you need to show up. You know, it's almost like exercise, Constance. Just think about an analogy about somebody who's doing resistance training. Well, the more you train and lift weights, you're going to get physically stronger. And the same thing, it's the same thing with the keys of deliberate creation. The more you practice these things, the stronger you become spiritually. And the faster these things, your goals will show up for you.
Well, you know, I love consistency, because it's every day, no matter how you feel, no matter what you see, no matter what the circumstances might be in your life, you make a decision, I'm going to do this anyway.
Yes, Constance. And I think some of the greatest advice I can give to any of the listeners is do it the first thing when you get up, so it's out of the way. That way you're not trying to squeeze it into your day. And what I've noticed since I've been doing this from the beginning was I do it the first thing in the morning, and the rest of my day is better, period.
Yeah.
It's just better. I start off from a place that's fantastic, and it just carries me through the day. Rather than you waking up and the first thing you do is you turn on the bad news on television, or the radio, and it's just like, you know, by the time you get to work or wherever you're commuting, you know, you're already in a bad mood because the world's going to heck. So Turn that stuff off. Listen to positive things on your way to work, and basically, you know, do it every day. Read motivational material every day. Meditate every day. It's so good for you. You can't even imagine it.
Well, you know, in the dictionary, it said consistency is a pattern of behavior. And I said in a couple of shows ago, I can look at your rituals or your behavior and tell you where your life is going. And like Pete said, you do it every day. Pete, I love it when you said at the beginning of the show how you wrote it on an index card. And all day long, you just kept saying that affirmation out loud. That seems, once again, like a small little faith extender. But that over time, just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And it increased your capacity to receive a debt-free living lifestyle.
Oh, absolutely. And writing the stuff down, it seems like a real small thing, but over time, it's almost like taking a sand off the beach. Let's say you bring some home every single day. Well, before you know it, you've got a bunch of sand in your yard because it accumulates over time. And the same thing with working spiritually with the Master Keys of Success with Deliberate Creation is it's like every day you build up momentum. I think the best analogy I can give to anyone is just imagine you're on a fishing charter and you're reeling in a giant marlin on the end of the line. Well, to me, consistency is every day getting up and turning that reel to bring that fish in closer to the boat. And if you don't show up to do, reel the fish in close to the boat, well, the fish swims away. So just think about that with your goals. If you show up every day with consistency, focus on these master keys, you're going to get the fish, which is your goal or the dream of your life sooner than you can imagine.
Yeah, that's powerful. Okay, what is the master key? I wish I had known these when I was in my 20s. My goodness. But, so all you guys out there in your 20s, you're so fortunate and so blessed for the Spirit to be giving you this download. Isn't that something? I tell you. So what's master key number 6, Pete?
This is an unusual one. Okay. I call it awareness. And what I mean by awareness is information is coming in constantly. And the biggest thing is, are you paying attention to it? Because, it's like when you're working with the Master Keys with Success, it's like you got to pay attention because there's going to be signs that are going to show up. And it might be like the thought might come into your head that, you should take a right and go down this road. And what happens is you take the right, go down that road, and then let's just say you help somebody whose car's broke down on the side of the road, and they turn out to be the person who is going to sell you their business, and it'll be a total success. So it's almost like it's like Hansel and Gretel with dropping the breadcrumbs. The crumbs are there if you pay attention. You can pick them up. And it's just realize that they're coming in. And one of the things I really want to share is just think about it. It's like always trust your intuition. Whenever you're in a decision, a process where you need to make a decision, any time that I have not followed my intuition or trusted my gut, it was the wrong decision.
That makes two of us.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing because you already know the answer. It's just like, are you listening to it? So now whenever I focus on a major decision about anything, I always get quiet. And I just see what comes in as far as the feelings go. And the feeling that is good is the one I follow.
That's so true, Pete. A great example of that, I was talking to a group this week and I was telling them, I never do anything because of money. Let's just say if a client calls me and I just talk to them to get a feel if we're a match. If it doesn't resonate with me, I'm going to say, let me refer you to somebody else. And anytime I have not done that in the past, it never worked out. And so I, for listeners, I think that it's really just the ability to perceive, I'm going to say to trust and to feel and just be conscious of really what's going on the inside of you. Trust that and act on that.
That's such a great analogy, Constance, because I've done the same thing in my business where, if you do it for the money, you end up getting the client that you don't want. And when I used to sell real estate, so you think, when you first get into the business, you're like, any business is good business. Well, it's not. You know, it's not true at all. It's like you'll have people I ran into that I shouldn't have taken the listing because I knew they wanted way too much money, and all it was a waste of time. And then, you know, 8 months later, it's just like, why did I do that?
And not to mention relationships for all of my people who are single. I've been there and done that. And, you know, this little voice is just saying to you, no, don't do it. Don't get involved. But you're so in love, and maybe he's so fine, and maybe she's so beautiful, you just push beyond that, and it never works. And so really, awareness is really trusting the spirit on the inside of you. And a lot of times people don't trust that.
Right. They don't trust the feeling on the inside. They try to use logic. And, mm-hmm. You know, and intuition trumps logic all the time.
Yeah. These are some powerful master keys. And then the last key is gratitude. And I could teach you on that all day long, but I'm just going to give you just some general stuff about gratitude. So once you've made the decision, you've taken action, you're focusing in only on what you want, you're staying in faith, you're consistent, you are aware, you know, gratitude is a powerful tool. Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret, who filmed The Secret, said that almost everyone who she interviewed said that gratitude was one of the most powerful forces, because it is indeed a force. So when you're grateful, studies have shown that if you just take 5 minutes a day, Pete, to write down everything that you're grateful for, it makes you have a sense of well-being. You're more resilient, you're more relaxed, you know how to chill more, you have happier memories, you're more optimistic, your self-esteem increases, while you're more social, you can really connect with deeper relationships. We know that your health improves, you sleep deeper, your career gets better because you have better management and increased productivity. So really, what are you doing? You are counting your blessings, not your burdens. Once again, that's back to focus. I think that gratitude is a shift of focus, because it takes you away from what you don't have to what you do have. You have a grateful heart, and gratitude is a sign that you're in faith. So what you're saying is, God, thank you for more increase coming into my life. Thank you for a new career. Thank you for love in my life. Thank you for showing me my purpose. So you're just grateful, and it's the great multiplier, that the more grateful you are, the more things are multiplied in your life. A great example of that was Jesus in the Bible, where he had 5,000 people to feed, and all he had was what, 3 fishes and I think 5 loaves, and then he raised it up and said, thank you, God. And then what? Because he said thank you and was grateful, he was able to feed 5,000. So if you don't have a lot of money right now, look in your wallet and be thankful for what you have. So you are thankful and you're grateful in advance for what's coming. Increase is on the way. Love is on its way. A great example of that, Pete, would be a woman who I know, and she was just like, I haven't been married in 30 years. And she was always whining, how am I going to meet somebody? And I told her, I said, when you're talking to me, stop whining, because that kind of gets on my last nerve, Pete, when somebody is whining. And so she did one small thing, and I said, well, what can you do? So I had her to just be grateful for her husband before he appeared. God, thank you that I won't have to spend holidays alone. She loved to cook. Thank you that I'll be able to prepare great meals. So, of course, all of that gratitude put her in that action step, which was number 2. She started preparing meals. Why? Because she was grateful for something that had not yet appeared on the physical plane of her life. So gratitude is a powerful force. It changes your focus. It pulls in all of the things that you desire from that invisible realm, and it's awesome. As long as you complain, as long as you whine, you are really keeping your manifestation away from you. What are your thoughts on gratitude, Pete?
Constance, excuse me, Constance, that was beautiful. Although it might be the seventh master key on our list, to me, it is by far the most powerful key of mm-hmm. all. It's just like, just having gratitude every morning when you get up will change your life on its own. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, your health. Here's an example from my life. Since I started practicing gratitude, and I do every morning, I haven't had even a cold in over 15 years. I have perfect health, and it's just like, I have gratitude for my perfect health, and look what happens. I have it. It's just amazing, and it's almost like the secret sauce on the. My life's magical burger. I mean, it really is that powerful. And, we could do five shows on just gratitude.
Yeah.
And it still wouldn't even touch the surface of how wonderful it is.
Well, you know, we believe that if you master these seven keys, you will master your life. So Pete, we have about 5 minutes. What else could we share with people?
The biggest thing I think is just we really boiled it down to make it simple with these seven master keys. But, you know, it's like, although they seem like simple baby steps, you know, anyone can follow, they're extremely powerful. And you know, it's like, you do these seven keys, you're going to have the life of your dreams. You know, trust me on this. You know, it works for me. It's going to work for you. It's law.
Well, you know, I'm pre-recording this before I go on my cruise. And so this is how I am using these seven keys. I've decided I'm going to have a great time, meet very interesting people. I've decided that whoever I sit with in my first class seat flying from Atlanta to LAX, that is going to be a great conversation. The action that I've already taken is that I've already visualized people saying, wow, Constance, that was a great presentation. I visualized myself laughing and just meeting people from all over the world. I'm focusing in on just having a great time, not only with my speaking, but people coming up to me saying, that really changed my life. I'm focusing in on God really downloading ideas to me as I'm looking at the beautiful blue water. I have faith. That's the next one, that I'm going to have a great flight, that I'm going to arrive on time, that all things will work out well for me, you know, that Uber will be at my house on time. So I've been consistent about that. I'm aware, and I am giving gratitude. Even wow, this is going to be one of the best trips that I've been on. And so I am grateful for all of this, even before I go on the cruise. So that's just a real-time example of how I'm using these seven keys, Pete.
Constance, that's fantastic. It's like, this is what I love about being on your show, is because you live this every single day. And I do too. And if you, it's like, it's, we don't really need to think about it. It's just automatic now. And it was just wild how you nailed it with the seven master keys. And I'm like, I want to go on the cruise. You know? This sounds cool.
Hey, the only thing, I don't need a tan, Pete. I already got a tan, so I didn't focus in on that one. And I'm already tan. And so for listeners, we want you to just make a decision. And how can I say this gently? You know, as I said earlier, you got to stop your whining. You got to stop your complaining. You have to stop looking at what is. And you have to decide, what do I desire? Like the late Wayne Dyer said, if you're focusing in on what was, you're going to get more of that. If you're focusing in on what is, you're going to get more of that. But if you begin to focus and decide what you desire and bring that into Pete's favorite word, the nowness of your life, you're going to get more of that. And it's nothing but the truth. soaking up your guy.
Oh, that's Constance. That is just perfect. I'm just you just have a way of just, you know, it's just so eloquent, and it's, you know, I got goose flesh on this side of the phone. I'm like, wow. So it you know, it really is true. You said it better than anyone can say it, I think.
Well, you know, Pete, you know, and as I said earlier, I had you on because you know what it's like. You understand the process. And so when people see you now, they're, oh, like Pete got it going on. But you were able to move yourself from struggle to success utilizing these keys. And you utilize these keys, you know, through, I would say this is the manifestation process, and you understood that and just was consistent and used your faith and your focus and was grateful and had awareness. And look at your life now. You really live the life of your dreams. Sometimes I'll call and say, what's going on, P? You say, oh, I'm just living the life of my dreams, Constance. And I just chuckle to myself.
Oh, it's the truth. That's a wonderful thing. It's just, I am living the life of my dreams. But it's a life I created. I decided what I wanted. You know, I took the actions necessary. I focused on what, you know, exactly what my life was going to look like. And I had faith that it was true. You know, I'm consistent. I do my hour of power every single day. I mean, I do it. It's like if I was going to breathe, I think I'd do my hour of power if I had to take a choice between breathing or not. That's how powerful I believe it is. And I pay attention to my intuition, and I have gratitude like you can't even imagine every single morning when I wake up. And, you know, my life's kind of magical because of it.
Yeah. So everybody, I want you to listen to this. I want you to take notes. I want you to send us some emails and let us know how, you know, using these 7 master keys for success and becoming a deliberate creator is really impacting your life. And Pete, I just want to thank you again for being just an awesome friend and just a powerful guest on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Constance. It was it's pure joy. I love sharing this information with everyone.
Yeah, well, once again, guess what? Even though I'm cruising, guess what? This is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. You can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every Sunday, God loves you. Wow, that's wonderful. That loving, giving, generous, supporting spirit loves you. I love you. And remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.